I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
So how do those guys stand so tall for so long? The real question here is, which guys? In this case, the men of adult porn, of adult films.
Oh.
How do they stand so tall for so long?
I'm sure all the best natural ways.
You probably think, well, they're just very good at it because that's their job.
Yeah.
Or you assume
horny.
They hit the little blue pills or whatever.
I definitely assume that. Yes.
A fluffer on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out there are other things that need be done because at some point, even those methods wear out. A former movie director, an adult movie director, has laid bare the horrifying procedures, according to this article, that men use in order to perform on adult movie sets. Unlike the manhood-boosting medications, these other things can be quite dangerous. Some use simple homemade clips that one guy started. He's a former actor, and he built them for himself, and then he started selling them on, like, porn Pinterest to other people. Okay.
Like chip clips.
Porntrist.
Yeah, Porntrist.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He sold them online before OnlyFans existed and started building his business up. And then over the years, he has seen other people do it, things.
Where's the clip go?
Yeah, how does that work?
It does not say. It leaves that. It just says, yeah, he sold clips.
Clips.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need more info.
Like maybe you get engorged and then put it on and it keeps the blood from leaving.
Oh, that's
pretty much
terrible.
How castration works, yeah, I think, for testicles. Over the years, though, he has seen other male porn stars. He's not sure what it was, but you inject a drug into it to make it
stand
up.
A syringe.
You have to inject the counter drug to bring it back down.
No,
can't be good long term.
No, that sounds terrible. Oh. Also, the shot into the
needle in your pin?
I want to know where.
Nope, I don't.
I mean, I figure so. I got to imagine somewhere toward the base.
Because you know it's all about
that. Right, yeah, exactly.
You think right into the...
No, wouldn't... I don't think that would work, though. I think it would have to go, like, into the muscle
be like putting a hose in the tailpipe.
Whatever. Yeah, I think, it doesn't really work. Yeah, I think it's got to go into the flesh.
The shot into the standing member seems so much worse than into the non-standing one.
Oh, yes,
one.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, it's no different than if you get a shot and they say relax. Like, you don't want to tense up your
bicep. That's a good way to describe it, yeah.
Yeah.
I would never... I mean, they wouldn't be able to tell if I was tensing my bicep.
You don't want to be tense.
He said, you shoot it in there. Whoop! Shoot it in there again. Down she goes.
Oh, my God.
This is not surprising, but the same guy told a podcaster named James English, these performers are not obtaining the drugs through legal prescriptions.
What? You don't say.
Oh, I can't believe
it. It's pretty surprising.
You go to the doctor. Yeah, doctor, I would like to keep my tall as I can all day long. Your doctor would be like, okay, go buy some Viagra. No,
day long.
Like 12 straight hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not great. This is rough, but kind of funny. I don't know if you've noticed a trend, but this says there is a trend. And once I read it, I thought, well, that does seem true. The guys in pornography are not as ugly as they used to be. Like,
no. Some of them are reasonably decent looking human beings.
Yeah. I mean, Ron Jeremy made it for years, and there's never anything aesthetically pleasing.
He looks
about
like a hairy turtle.
No, yeah. He is. Mm-hmm. He's disgusting. And he was disgusting when he was young. Like, there was never a point where you were like, wow, look at that guy.
Were his pornos
He just had an impressive penis.
Yeah, were they actually good porn for people, or do people?
I don't know. I've never seen a Ron Jeremy porn.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
You think we wouldn't admit
I've seen porn. I've seen lots of pornography, but yeah, not one of his. Because all I have to do is see what he looks like, even with his shirt on. And I don't want him involved in the part that I do care about, which is not his part.
Yeah.
So,
so the guy that's talking about the things they do to keep them up and bring them back down, he says, the reason that most pornos had ugly men is because there weren't that many men who could get it up that long in front of people without drugs. But with the now readily available use of prescription and non-prescription drugs, we've been able to take the ugly man out of the business.
Oh, bummer. That like that was the one thing ugly man had going for him is that he could stay erect long.
You know, Barfy Barney, he can get a boner anytime.
That guy can always be ready. He's always saluting.
Do you think there's a porn star named Barfy Barney?
Not anymore, Steve.
No, there. Yeah, that was.
He was taken down by Big V. And I mean Viagra, not vagina in this case. He says with the miracle injections, anyone can be a porn star. But that miracle drug can have, quote, eye-watering consequences. They call it the blank of the penis.
Cancer.
Nope, but similarly bad. They call it the heart attack of the bleep.
Oh.
Oh, my.
The blood stops flowing, and the member turns black.
Oh,
like necrosis?
God.
That's the one.
Okay.
They don't mean bigger.
Oh, no.
Does it fall off?
It will if not treated immediately.
Oh, yeah. You do not want dead shaft.
The doctors then have to.
Oh, God.
You going to be okay?
No.
You're falling asleep.
Oh, God. I've been holding back these like barf yawns for a minute. And that just, I pictured somebody's falling off it and black and blue for some reason.
The doctors then have to drain it like a blister on your toe.
Gross.
Yes. Tommy says that anyone you speak to in the adult industry will deny that this happens. If you speak to them, they'll say, well, we're not encouraging this.
No, of course
but
not.
You're not stopping it either.
Okay, all right.
Male performers, it says, aren't particularly well paid, and the film producers care is that they can still stand up and do their job, do the scene quickly, get out. Another downside of all of the drugs on the, or all the injections, is that it takes away the feeling in the thing. And then they can thrust a lot harder without hurting themselves, causing more injuries to those on the set.
Mm.
This sounds glamorous.
Oh, boy.
It reminds me of people when they get lip fillers, and they're like, yeah, I can't even feel when I kiss somebody now. I'm like, that sounds terrible.
It does.
You're just smashing your face into somebody, and here you are just smashing your little ugly parts right into somebody else's without thinking about what you're really doing. Do you think when you're a sex worker, I got questions, if you're a sex worker like this and you work in porn and you're just going at it all day and you go home to your partner, like, is sex still fun?
I think like, some of them are. I know I've seen, I remember.
I've heard female porn stars
like,
say that.
Like Jenna Jameson, I think, was because she's like married. And I think a lot
at
of
the
them
time,
are married.
Yeah.
And say that, yeah, it's just different. Like they, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's no intimacy in the porn.
Right.
I mean, that makes
but,
sense.
But you would think you'd get kind of like, yeah, but I already did it twice today.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've been doing it for 10 hours.
My brain could, right. as even if I like, if I was dating someone or married to someone who did that, I could never get past like the failed comparisons in my mind. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't matter if I knew that was all fake and this is all genuine. It would be that would be devastating by itself.
No, you'd have to have the same kind of a mindset as people who are swingers and stuff. Like you have to be able to just be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I couldn't either. It would be weird. But also, like for the guys that are doing all this to themselves, they don't even make that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like compared to women, a couple do. I mean, there's like a three or four guys I think that make a bunch of money. But for the most part, like I was looking it up. I'm like, what's the difference? And even for women, like the average, not all of them are like Jenna Jameson types or whatever, whoever the top one is now. But for like the difference between men and women, it's like the average for women is like 100,000. And for guys, it's like 40.
Yeah. But to get to 40, I read not long ago that you'd have to do like when you first move, if you wanted to make 40 grand a year as a male in that industry, you'd have to do like 325 scenes a year.
Which, yeah.
But they're all booked independently. Like, who? How could you do that?
That's yeah. a lot.
That's yeah. a lot of work days.
Yeah. yeah. So or, to get to the point where it's really worth it to destroy your member.
They said a lot of guys get to the point where they have to have a pump put in that they literally fill with saline solution.
Oh, God. I don't know what I...
Man.
Mm-mm. I don't know what I'm thinking right now. It just sounds terrible all around.
He adds that as bad as it is here, there are controls here. I believe any porn that comes from Russia or Ukraine should be illegal based on what I know about how they do it.
I'm sure.
Well, yeah, that does not a huge surprise.
No, not at all.
What we're talking about there. Now, there's a hyperlink to, oh, I'm not supposed to say that. There's a link in there. Well, this is just filled with links to other peculiar stories. Do you want me to click on the one that says adult stars 11 incher? Shrunk after riskiest position ever.
Yep.
I mean, kind of. Click. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Man, I can't even get the YouTube to MP3 download websites to work. And here you are clicking on penis links and they're popping up no problem.
Well, this isn't like a newspaper. No. I mean, barely the Daily Star. But I mean, it's technically.
Yeah.
It's funny. The last one didn't start with this warning. Distressing content. Eye-watering onset accident. Prince Yashua's penis was broken when having it with an inexperienced performer.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you don't want that. They can get broken. You can fracture a penis when it's aroused and you.
Let's see.
I think every guy's had those close moments where you're, oh, boy, that's a close one. Mm-hmm.
The woman there explains it. She says, I bleeped this porn star and he used to have an 11-inch thing. Now it's 9 because he broke it during reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, man, that's the position. You got to be super careful.
The guy later said, admittedly, you know, it's partly my fault. She's a newcomer to the game, no pun intended. So I start the scene and I had her in the cowgirl position and it wasn't working. So I spun her around and I thought it'd be easier. She's around my height and she's not very heavy. 10 seconds into it, her rhythm wasn't matching mine, and as I put my head to the side to talk to her, the next thing you heard was the sound of uncooked spaghetti being cracked.
See? Again, spaghetti.
They said everyone knew it was broken.
If you hear those terrible noise like that, yes, of course you know.
One attending EMT said it looked like 5 or 6 people had been stabbed.
Ooh. Oh, no. That's so much.
Meh.
That's a
well,
lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood pressure there in that moment. And so, yeah, I'm sure.
He's a squirter. He's squirting.
It's so, we're learning.
You know it's bad when the non-penis-having members of the show are as cringed out as the rest of us.
I haven't stopped. Like, my genitals are just so inside me right now.
Do you feel...
You know what I mean?
You should be, though.
Yeah.
This might be a different conversation. Maybe Hot Wings and Steve and I shouldn't be a part of.
Wait, Mom, Dad? This whole time? That's not what a vagina looks like?
So many more berries than there should be.
Yeah.